A very important anniversary, especially for us here in the Bay Area, is April 18th, 1906. And that was the year, of course, that the big earthquake hit. There's a new book that remembers how things were and has a restaurant slant. It's called Tables from the Rubble, how the restaurants that arose after the great quake of 1906 still feed San Francisco today. And there's going to be two great dinners with dishes from the turn of the 20th century at a hotel in San Francisco and a hotel in Lake County. On the line with us is author Denise Clifton to share some of the highlights of the book. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Chef.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I have to say that the idea for this book is so brilliant. and also, it's one of those kinds of things that it's just such a reminder of those restaurants that I think we all love, especially those of us who are of a certain age that have been around forever. And it became for me a kind of thing that I'm going to use. I'm going to go visit every one of them again just to remind myself.
I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you so much.
How did the idea to write the book come about? Tell us that.
Well, you know, so a few years ago, I finally made it to Swan Oyster Depot. And Swan Oyster Depot is, as a lot of people probably know, it's a cafe on Polk Street. It's just a counter. They do oysters, obviously. They also do crab and shrimp in season. And it's gotten some fame recently because it's kind of a favorite of celebrity food and travel raconteur Anthony Bourdain. And so I'd heard about it through him, and it took me a while to get there. When I was sitting at the counter, they had a little card on the counter that said they had opened in 1912. And it just got me thinking about Swan and that atmosphere. Here's this counter, and they're shucking oysters behind the counter. They're cracking jokes behind the counter. And this is a place that's been around since that recovery time period, that really intense recovery that happened after the 1906 earthquake. And it was kind of like a window open for me in another way to look at San Francisco and its history and its restaurants. And I thought, how many places are out there like this? How many places can you go to? And if you're paying attention, feel, experience, taste a little bit of that time period when San Francisco was really just rising up and scrambling to recover. And restaurants were a big part of that. And there are some that are still there that are in the same places, and you can experience a bit of that time period if you know about it. So I wanted to share those stories.
You have the menu that you sent us, A Taste of History, the events taking place on April 18th and April 20th. The April 18th is at the Palace Hotel, joining for the anniversary of the Great Quake. That's at 5:30 p.m., cocktail reception, three-course dinner, stories from you, and a great California wines. It's $120, menu available at sfpalace.com. You can go there to get reservations. And I'm looking at the menu. Did you get it? John, I'll just read that, but I think there's a copy of the menu. The reception is oysters on the half shell, 1903 inspired, canapes of smoked salmon, 1909, big eye tuna, 1910 inspired, roasted artichokes, tetrazzini, 1910. And John, what about tetrazzini?
Well, I'm trying to remember if you mentioned it in the book, but I have two factoids, I don't know whether they're true or not, they're kind of stuck in my head. You did mention that the Green Goddess dressing came from the Palace Hotel. That was something in honor of George Arliss, who was appearing in a play called The Green Goddess. But then there was turkey tetrazzini, and apparently there's some, I don't know, named after Luisa Tetrazzini, there's some controversy about whether that was developed first in New York or San Francisco. But the other one that at least I remember was Oysters Kirkpatrick.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the chef, so there, you're right, on tetrazzini, there's a bit of a controversy of whether it was started in San Francisco or whether it was created in New York in honor of the opera star Luisa Tetrazzini. The chef who James Beard believed created it was Ernest Arbogast, who was the chef at the Palace mm-hmm. Hotel. Oh. And he is the one who created Oysters Kirkpatrick as well. So, you know, the Palace really did have a role in culinary history, and particularly California's culinary history. Mm-hmm. And, you know, letting people know, travelers from around the world, about unique California ingredients. And so, you know, the fun thing is all of this menu that we'll be enjoying on Wednesday, April 18th, and then again at the Tallman on Saturday, the 21st, is that all of those dishes are inspired from the Palace Hotel's own menus. So it's pretty cool that Tetrazzini is on the 1910 Christmas Day menu, and Louisa Tetrazzini performed a free concert in San Francisco just down the street from the Palace Hotel on Christmas 1910.
Wow. The dinner course continues with the Green Goddess Salad, 1923 inspired, the Palace Duet, which is roasted young duckling and pepper filet mignon, Madagascar. Third course is old-fashioned strawberry shortcake from the 2018 Palace today. And the Tallman is a wonderful hotel. A lot of people don't know about that up in Lake County. They're doing, as you mentioned, Denise, the same menu on April 20th with select wines, too. And John, you did an event up at the Tallman, didn't you?
Yeah, with my last book, we did a dinner. And it's a beautiful hotel. It's a place that I think people don't know about, but it's like a little piece of I don't know, California history there when you drive into that area. So I learned something from you, I have to say, about, well, Swan Oyster Depot, which really is so iconic, that you can order, I didn't know this, that you can order things off menu, like the plate of crab legs that is not on the menu, but apparently if you're in the know, you can get that. So I'm going to try.
Absolutely, yes. The San Chimino brothers who run Swan Oyster Depot now, and they say, you know, obviously they have crab. You can get a plate of crab legs. It's sort of one of those things that you can ask for if it's in season and they have it, they'll do it.
The book has wonderful stories about, of course, John's Grill and Schroeder's, and of the Comstock Saloon, and great story about Sam Ho, the great Chinese restaurant that rose in Chinatown from the ashes. Great interviews with the owners of that. The Palace Hotel, of course, the Gentleman's Bar, the Bon Vivants, around town, all the other great restaurants in the turn of the 20th century. It's a wonderful book, and we hope people will be able to avail themselves of one of the two dinners celebrating the book, either at the Palace Hotel or the Tallman Hotel in Lake County. Would you please give us your favorite number today, Denise, between 1 and 10?
7.
Lucky caller 7 at 636-1350 will win this copy of Tables from the Rubble, How the Restaurants That Arose After the Great Quake of 1906 Still Feed San Francisco Today. You can, I guess, find that. Can you find it online, Denise, or at bookstores?
You can find it both online and at bookstores. It is in San Francisco at both Omnivore Books, where I had an event a few weeks ago, and also at Green Apple Books, where I'll be in September. And then it's also on Amazon, and there is a multimedia version on Apple's iBookstore that includes some extras. It includes all of the Palace Hotel menus, for example, some videos, and an interactive map as well.
Fantastic. We're sorry we don't have more time. We hope to have a chance to chat in the future. Good luck with the book, and thanks for joining us today.
I just want to tell you, thanks. I'm headed for Sam Ho to get the raw fish salad. There you go.
Oh, so fantastic. I'm so glad to hear that. And I love talking about this with people who love these restaurants and these stories as much as I do. So it's a pleasure to talk with you today and to hear that from you. Thank you.
Thanks, Denise.